Back out to 2025 Champaign County Fair, Urbana, Illinois, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, alongside Brennan Easter, Chad Baker for WITY. 4-H Day, Brennan, are you excited?
I think all of my other fair experience this year has prepared me for this day, and I'm looking forward to it. We know there's going to be a lot of different animals, and I'm excited to see what all these 4-H kids have to show off.
The unique thing about the 4-H kids over here is they are very, very involved. They show a lot of animals, and don't get me wrong, they have projects. There's a lot of projects that we'll see out here this week, but it seems like they really have a lot of varied animals that they show, a lot of different classes. So that is something that we'll see popping up here as the day goes on. We see these 4-H kids so busy and, of course, working their way to try to place to go to state, maybe show at the state level over in Springfield coming up here in a couple of weeks. But it doesn't matter whether they just have one animal, whether they've got five that they're showing. They're all hardworking kids over here in Champaign County, and that's demonstrated by what they're out there doing today and have been for the entire week.
Yeah, looking at some of the shows that we've already had this week. Yesterday for Livestock Day was the Junior Swine Show. The day before was the Open Beef Show. The day before that, the Open Swine Show. On Sunday, we had the Horse Show. So again, like you mentioned, all different walks of life coming together to show off these animals. And it's been one exciting week so far. And we're not done yet, as the gates to the fair today just opened at 10 o'clock.
That they did. So folks are going to come out to the grounds, check out the shows. As we mentioned, the 4-H livestock shows will be all morning long. We'll grab some interviews as we go along, but they'll have ride booklets available from 1 to 4 for ages 3 to 12. So you might want to come out for that. The carnival opens at 5. They'll have motocross tonight in the grandstand. Big guns in the beer pavilion entertaining folks. Want to make mention, Travis Tritt coming tomorrow night. It's going to be entertaining a crowd of 35 years plus of country music. He's got special guest Tyler Braden coming. But if you're a country fan, you want to make sure that you get tickets to come see that. Not often that you get some of the major artists coming in your backyard, but Travis Tritt, great show. Saw him a few years back, as I said, yesterday, but it's going to be a good one for folks to come out and see. And great seats still available, so come on out, buy your tickets at the office here, and maybe get a concert in here before the week's out.
Yeah, and even if Travis Tritt is the headliner of music for the week, there is still live music happening here throughout the week, as I know that there are some smaller bands performing tonight. I know that my dad and a couple of his friends are actually, their acoustic group is performing tonight at 7:30. So,
is that the big guns? Is your dad the big gun in big guns?
I mean, as much as I love him, I don't know if he's exactly a headline-catching artist, but okay. I'm still looking forward to hearing him perform on a live stage. And hearing this live music at his fair is always fun, because you get all kinds of different artists showing up, playing all kinds of different instruments. And it's a unique experience every time.
Well, and I think it's important to have some free aspects to the fair. There's folks that maybe coming out to spend money on fair food, or they may be coming to spend money on the demolition derby or the tractor pulls. You don't want it to be a financial burden on folks coming out, especially folks with big families coming out to the fairgrounds. You want to make sure that it's an evening where everything doesn't cost money. There are some free aspects of the fair for folks to come out and enjoy, especially in these times whenever maybe a family vacation does cost you $1,000, $1,500 on up. You know, and that's just for the bare bones vacations out there. So it's a great opportunity for folks to come and enjoy entertainment throughout the week. They can get a cool drink, they can get some fair food, they can see the sights, come out and see some animals, and see the exhibits in the air-conditioned Kessler Hall. What more would you want? It keeps the kids occupied, the adults can come out and have a good evening too. You can wear the kids out, and whenever you get home, everybody's ready for a good night's sleep.
And that's the best part about the fair. It just drains all the energy in a good way. It's a good kind of exhausted. You feel at the end of the day like you got your day's worth of fun, of experiences, and of just some time together with people that you know.
I feel like we've exhausted ourselves here. I mean, we're wrapping up event number 11 in the last 4.5 weeks. And when you really sit and think about that we have touched ground I've touched ground on 10 of those events, and I know you've touched down on many of them or have been in the studio for a few of them, and so it's a nice way to end our July events. We get a couple weeks off before we dive into Illinois State Fair action, and then we've got Half Century of Progress, Farm Progress Show, and Sweet Corn Festival just around the corner. But you know, by the time that you get in your summer with Champaign County Fair, that whatever you've done in the past has been special, but this is kind of that part of summer where you kind of turn the corner a little bit. You start really talking about, okay, some of these kids going to go show at the state level. Some of these 10-year 4-H members wrapping up their time, and they're now moving on to bigger and better things, becoming a volunteer, moving on to a career in agriculture, working their way through college. Some of them are freshmen in college, some of them sophomores in college even. When you think about it, it's kind of bittersweet by the time that we hit this point of summer, because this is really whenever you start feeling those tides change a little bit.
Yeah, and especially that you mentioned the state fair, because after we wrap up our coverage here at the Champaign County Fair, we're going to have to start gearing up ourselves to get out and cover that state fair for everyone listening at home.
Yeah, we'll be out there for a few days. I think it's what we're aiming to do. Obviously, you know, we want to make sure that we get good representation of reports from the Illinois State Fair, but that's how we do every fair. We want to make sure that we can get a good representation for you with reasonable aspects of time and labor, so to speak. We want to make sure that we can have that presence felt out there and let people know what's going on for the people that can't make it out, because there's so many folks that are fans of the fair that can't make it out. They're on vacation or they have something else going on, but they still want to know what's going on with their local fairs. And that allows us to be able to do it. It allows us, for folks that are here that maybe want to find out what's going on with Edgar County, the weeks that there's multiple fairs going on, if you have responsibility of showing animals, but let's say you want to know what is going on at some of the other fairs, this allows folks to be able to do that.
It's something special that we're allowed to do out here. Job's not done. We've got some fair coverage to take care of.
We got to get up and put the boots to the ground and go get some more folks to talk to here today. But we'll be bringing you more reports as the day rolls on here at the 2025 Champaign County Fairgrounds, the 2025 Champaign County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. For Brennan Easter, Chad Baker for WITY.